minutes from the last meeting, which were essentially that we had decided on those future view. However, there are some changes that I've got from one of my that are a bit, what I didn't actually realise was that the this is what it's supposed to pick up with.
Okay.
So they're all in one idea, as everyone knows. And they require that the I'll get to that, this is point number four. And we'll get the grot and then we can see what we can do that from it. So, presentations. Anybody got ready to go?
Yeah.
Ready to go? Okay. Good stuff. I need to plug you in. Function FA.
That's
great.
Me again, Raj as a marketing expert. As we have decided in the last meeting that I have to find out.
So that's fine.
Yeah, sure.
If you just click that, it'll go ahead.
Yeah. Actually, sorry, I have to see the other one.
Sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I have to look at the market potential for this product, like consumer likings and everything. What is the potential for this product and are we able to achieve this, our net profit or our aims or not? Then,
if I say five, it's on.
The methodology I adopted to find out all this was market survey. A detailed market survey on consumers was done to find out their likings and dislikings, what they prefer, what they don't prefer, what problems they do encounter in all these type of things. And what we got was, we found that what problems they are having with the current remote controls available in the market. 75% of users, they find it that the remote controls available in the market are ugly. They are not so good looking. So we have to put stress on this. We have to take care of this factor also, like our design should be appropriate, should be good looking for the consumers. And yes, this can definitely enhance our sales. And even the good thing about this is that 80% of users, they are willing to pay more for these good-looking remote controls also. So even if the available market cost for the available, even if the market cost for the available remote control is less, even then we can sell it at 25 euros, which may seem quite high. But if our looks are, if the remote control we design have a good, better look, better designs, then we can hope that consumers will prefer these remote controls. Then, and the second thing, some companies, they think that they should have more and more functions of the users in their remote controls. But rather than those having more functions in the remote controls, we should emphasize what actually consumers want, what they operate, rather than making it too complicated. Because mostly it has been found that 50% of the users, they use only 10% of the buttons. So there is no fun of having 90% buttons, making the remote controls too bulky, too complicated, too expensive. Because I think, I believe that technology is useful only if the consumers, they want to use it. Otherwise, there is no fun of having all this type of thing. So this will not only reduce the cost of our remote controls, but it will increase our profit also. So we have to take care of this factor also. Very close function, I want
to... Oh, you want to go back just to see.
Then, if we look at this slide, these are in your shared documents, you can see.
Sorry. I was just
going to
say, what was the question
for this?
Are you coming back to that?
To look at the market potential, but how we should design our remote controls, what it should be there, so as to enhance our profit,
so
enhance our sales.
Are,
yeah, these are different age group persons. Like, sorry, I cannot comment in
speech.
Yes. If we look at the cost, whether the consumers, they are willing to pay more for speech recognition in a remote control or not, we can find that the up to 35 years age group, we have a very good disliking for this point, like for speech recognition in a remote control. So we can emphasize on this point also, like, because it will definitely enhance our sales in this age, in this particular age group, from 15 to 35. And I think that most of the users of the TV are belong to this age group. So we should look.
We're looking at who buys it as well.
Yeah, we can look at this that factor also. So yes.
Which is 25 to 35 is the usual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So and. Yes. If we look at this data, what are the problems consumers are facing with the existing remote controls in the market? They find that 34% of the consumers, they find too difficult to operate a remote control. So it should be in such a way that it should be easy to learn how to operate these remote controls, and we should provide proper manuals for its use also, so as that consumers could easily learn. They need not to have any much technical knowledge to see to know how to operate these remote controls. So this is also major factors to take into consideration to enhance our profits and sales. So this is all about market potential for me. Yes.
Okay, thank you. follow on with Helen?
Yeah, sure. That's cool.
But the cable's gonna be long. I just checked over one of them. Okay.
Okay, and then how do I press the big one to get it off?
Is
F5. F5
and
I press that again to get it off.
F5 and staple bring it back, and just the left button for advancing.
Okay, so I'm the interface designer, user interface designer, sorry. I'm concerned with what effect the apparatus should have on the user, and I want to point out that our motto, put the fashion in electronics, so obviously we as a company want to make our products trendy and fashionable, it's a big concern of ours. Okay, and how do I press just the next button?
Just the left there.
Okay. So I looked at existing designs, and also the information that Raj gave us was very useful about what people like, what people dislike, and what people fashionable, because we said people between 25 and 35 were the main buyers of our TV, I think. So what they like and what they find fashionable. And ergonomics research, I don't know, I haven't actually been able to do any of this myself, but maybe that comes up, I don't know. And the findings, well, that was a basic function, send messages to the television set. That's what people want to do, so they need to be included. But I've got some pictures here, some leading ones. I don't know how to get to them.
If you escape, then you can see your bar.
Oh, okay, cool. I've got my glasses on, so I hope it's good as well. These are two leading remote controls at the moment. You know, they're grey. This one's got loads of buttons. It's hard to tell from here what they actually do, and they don't look very exciting at all. Personally, I prefer this one just because it looks easier to use. It's a bit more sleek with more of this silver stuff. But there you go. That's what we're up against, and I think we can do much better than that. Hang on. Personal preferences. I think the ergonomics is quite important. I thought not too edgy and like a box, more kind of handheld, more not as computery.
Organic,
yeah, more organic shape, I think. Simple designs, like the last one we just saw, not too many buttons, and as Raj pointed out, only 10%, 50% of people only use 10% of the buttons. So I think what we can miss out on the buttons, we can make up for in sort of design and how nice it looks. Handheld and portable, I think, is important, because TFT have just released, I think, is it a remote control for presentations or a big 7-inch big screen, anyway. So, so handheld and portable. And I thought about other functions for TV, but as you pointed out, people don't actually want that. So,
and also, the company want to keep it stuck to TV for.
So the last thing I thought, which I quickly mentioned in the other one, was maybe a bit of a gimmick to set us apart from other people, like glow in the dark, which it does already exist, but it's not very widely used, I don't think. Easy finder with a whistle function or something, or rechargeable station, because it's great when you run out of batteries. And I think that's it.
So I noticed you talked about speech recognition and listening, and I'm just curious to know, have we done any research into how many people can listen? Is that a function we want in the room? I don't, but I know a lot of people do that.
Really?
Yeah, it has to be a certain kind of whistle too.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a whistle, if it's called voice recognition, you can have it just, where are you?
Yeah.
It's costly though. Much easier thing is just any loud noise, like clapping, shouting, and then would the response be a beep, stack up or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me set this up. Plug it in, press F5. Function F5.
Function F8 for the
Function F8.
I need to put on cleaning box again.
I think it's just locking it. It's gone.
Okay.
industrial designer. My job is to take in input from you guys, so it's good to be on first, and I jotted down some notes as to what are the needs and what kind of novel features we can add to differentiate our product from the others. Siraj told us that consumers are willing to spend more for fancy products, and he also mentioned that current products don't always match users' operating behavior. A lot of the buttons aren't used, and which are not fun to use. And a novel feature, which we just brought up, was this automatic speech recognition feature or noise detection feature for when you lose a remote, you can do a little microphone on it, and any noise over a certain threshold, it'll pick up as a distress signal from you, feedback, saying, oh, here I am.
Surely that would have to be sort of specific rather than above a threshold, because if you had a loud movie on, you're likely to get feedback in you.
That's true. Well, maybe you could have a. That would be a consideration to take into account, yes.
Is that a thing you can do with?
Yeah, well, that's for later down the road. And then as for the user interface, it should be trendy, and not computery, right? So more low-tech, and not too many buttons. So I took these all into consideration, and also I have some limitations from the boss, right? And practical limitations, which I kind of threw out the window. And so I did a little research, and unfortunately, all I had to work on was our corporate archives of the great products we made before, which include, you know, spacecraft, coffee makers, and bullet trains.
Oh, is that what that is?
Or high-speed train. Right, and having personally worked with all these products, I have a great deal of experience with industrial design.
If you can build spacecraft, you'll have no problem with that. I'm okay with
them. Yeah, so, I figured, just put them all together. We had a caffeine-powered space shuttle train transport to your TV. And as for the user interface problem, you know, too many buttons. Give it one button. And it's, you know, for the cowboy and all of us. Just, I'm not quite sure what the function is there.
Well, I like that design.
Yeah, I mean, you could have a, you know.
Is that just switches on the speech recognition and it's entirely speech operated? Right?
So I think I missed the budget thing. It was 50 million euros.
Yeah.
And you got to sell 25 of them.
Yeah. Not a problem.
Okay, 50 million euros. We've got a.
Is it profit?
Okay, so I missed the
profit. So we're making that at 12 and a half euros a time.
Well, I guess more realistically, then. You need a product that's got some kind of nifty outer casing, cheap plastic, you know, that should be just like a tenth of the price, maybe even less. An energy source, which would probably just be regular batteries.
Okay.
Would
that be possible to have the rechargeable idea? Is that
a little base station or something?
Yeah, we could do that too. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah.
That might cost more though, because obviously with batteries, we don't need to provide, well, we provide the first battery to be.
Yeah.
It's more, it's cheaper.
Right.
I mean, if you think about the space stations, then it's essentially just a lead with a sort of self-connecting brake in it. So,
the user interface, the canonical user interface for these would be just a bunch of buttons. But since we're a cutting-edge company, we, of course, will have alternatives like speech recognition, listen recognition, and rocket power.
Okay.
And lastly, the transmission interface is just some engineering thing we don't have to worry about.
Okay.
So here's, you know, a great schematic that my apprentice designer gave me. As you can see, the remote control will have parts, and those parts look like that, and you know, it's got a operating procedure that looks something like that. And I suppose you all know how it works, because because we've all used it, and we wouldn't be in a company designing our own controls if we didn't have it. Personal preferences, I think programmable options, which just require a small amount of memory, non-volatile memory, just so the user can put in their favorite channels and maybe the preferred volume settings that when they turn it on it's not blasting.
That's a good idea, actually. I like the
And the bells and whistles that we mentioned, you know, take more budgeting, more technical expenditure of effort, and it's also much more likely to not work if we add these bells and whistles. That's all I got.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll take that back. Right, also, so I noticed I got not very long before the meeting, so didn't manage to forward it on to you. It is, actually, I'll find it for a second. To disinclude teletext because it's become outdated when everybody uses the same array anyway. Oracle would have to say of that at the moment. It's only for the television, which I'm presuming means it's for a specific television. And instead of colours and sort of colour options, they want corporate colour and slogan somehow implemented in the new design.
Corporate colour?
Yellow. I presume everything, all those sort of you know, the corporate website and everything's yellow, and the logo, the sort of slogan we put for fashion and electronics, I don't know exactly how sort of incorporate. I mean, I guess if you're going for some sort of globular shape, you could kind of have it working its way around it or something. Where am I? Okay, so we have to decide on which functions we're going to actually have. now, we have, as listed options, we had speech recognition, potentially, flat screen interface, LCD interface. We also want to limit the number of buttons, so we'll pretty much take that one as read. We'll use the basic functions for a television, no teletext.
Although the danger with that is it could look a bit cheap.
Not enough buttons, you mean?
Yeah.
So
well,
sort of strike a balance between a few and a. Or it looks like we're just cutting on the.
On the number of buttons.
I do, however, have this from over my head.
Okay.
But they don't want to fix it.
Okay, cool.
Maybe, Raj, you could find out what people would think about that on the Google Sound.
Of course.
About that. About what people, other people would require teletext. You know, teletext option and I'm looking at it. So, I take it your position now is that the bells and whistles, we've got to come up with a gimmick, but not too complicated a gimmick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the sort of inquiry I'm getting from little bits of web chat about getting sent is that they're quite interested in a TFT display, interactive display. However, that does sound a bit like the more complicated design Raj. Some people don't like. Although I guess if there's a sort of thing like standard interfaces that people use already, sort of Windows style drop down menus or whatever, I think maybe that's going a bit far, but you know, like in a basic sense, you could have your basic selection of buttons, and if you hit a sort of menu at the top, you have it goes to a different keeps it simple.
Okay.
Glow in the dark, is that sort of with a light inside it, or is it sort of glow in the dark material?
Glow in the dark material,
okay.
I was thinking.
So,
so I guess that would be cheaper.
May I say something about this?
Yeah.
I think it's really, really very important point, if we look at the market. Because people, 50% people, they find that the remote controls are often lost somewhere in the remote, in the room.
Often lost.
Yeah, are lost, and means they forget where they are kept, the remote control last time.
Mm-hmm.
But if we add speech recognition as well as glow in the dark, and both these factors will help by locating the remote control. Like, if they come and speak something and the remote control replies to something, and it glows in the dark, both these factors, both these points will help them to locate the, where they have kept this remote control, and this will definitely enhance our market sales. So we should take it into consideration also.
Okay, cool. Speech recognition, I take it. I have no products.
There's no other
recognition
well. I came out 2 years ago that had some basic speech recognition on it. You could program it with your channels and then say, BBC One.
Go to that channel.
Yeah, it didn't work very well though because of this noise interference problem they mentioned. You know, if the television set is 0 BBC 2, BBC One.
Yeah. Or, yeah, an advert for BBC Two on BBC One will switch the channel for you, kind of thing.
Right. And so there's a lot of this. You'd be watching TV and then all of a sudden it'd pick up the noise and turn it off. Turn the volume off or something. But if you can work around that noise problem.
Well, what about, this might get a bit too expensive actually, but what about something that's built into the TV that you can press and it'll send out a little signal, you know, like the ones that we can't hear, or something that will activate the remote control start speech.
So like a kind of backwards remote.
Yeah.
And then we could do just, you know, subtractive kind of cancellation of the noise. What you could do then would be you have a remote control by the TV speaker, or not remote, I'm sorry, a microphone by the TV speaker, and transmitter there, and sends back to the remote, because you can't expect the television manufacturers to put that feature in.
That's the only thing. Yeah,
then you have a little separate module by the TV
speaker.
That comes with our remote control.
Right, and then the remote control will know what's being produced by
sort of basic RF kind of frequencies, so it'll be cheap.
Right. That's certainly possible. And another thing is about this losing the remote and trying to find it again. If you do have this sort of speech interface to it, you don't even need to find it. You just say, you know, whatever you want the remote for, you know, to change a channel or to turn the TV on or off. You just shout your command to it, and it'll do it for you if it's within, you know, within hearing range.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it could be somewhere in the room that you have no idea where it is, and still do its job.
That could also be built into the TV, though, which might make our remote control a bit obsolete.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully
it does have a job.
We're ahead of
Okay.
Okay. I like the whole sort of remote feedback thing. So I think rather than, and that also kind of takes out the speech recognition in terms of the interference and not working very well and things like that.
Expense
and time. So I think if we're going to go, well, I mean, like the thing about the problem with the TFT or the LCD kind of thing is if you're also wanting the kind of organic, globby sort of feeling to it, then you might have trouble incorporating the screen. But I guess not. We'll just pretend that's not the problem. and how are you about the glow in the dark material? Is that
maybe not even all, because we said colours and fashion were important, so maybe just like little line that's kind of around the outside, and then you can make the rest
contrast.
The material is cheap, but it's just the glow in the dark material needs some light to charge it. If you're sitting in the dark for too long, it won't glow.
If it's down under the couch cushions, and it's where you can find light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well we can still use the glow in the dark as a gimmick essentially.
Yeah, cause when I thought name.
If we're gonna have the logo on as well, by yellow logo in our slogan.
Slogan,
Then, you know, they're gonna be fairly bright and colored anyway. And you can have sort of a trimming as well of the glow in the dark, you know, just as gimmick.
Cause yeah, that more than finding it, that was more like, you know, if you're watching the film in the dark. You can still see the American draw.
Alright, so
that was more of a
If we're gonna go with the idea of a feedback sort of remote finder, then that kind of stuffs that one out, do you think? Makes it feel necessary.
Yeah,
okay.
necessary, yeah.
Okay, so let's go into that. So we've got, do we want to go with the TFT idea?
So are we getting
far
into features
now?
I think.
Well, I mean, I think the sort of the finer things. I mean, it's could probably write some good background for that, so.
Well, I think our consideration too is that these remotes get abused a lot when they get thrown around. There's a good chance that the TFT screen will break and get damaged. They're pretty fragile.
So is that one of our definite requirements that they will?
No, I mean when that was going on, Raj's sort of marketing research, I guess. So we stick with sort of programmability for the buttons that we do have. So that's sort of included in your sub-module kind of stuff. You're finding out about teletext. We could find that.
Speech recognition?
I think we're going to scratch the speech recognition as a bit of a expensive.
Oh no, it's much cheaper than the TFT. It's just a
microphone
and some integrated circuits.
Is it
and
it's really
a small cellular speech recognition system.
Alright, okay. Well that kind of takes back the RF the RF remote sort of idea as well. Okay. Decisions. Folks. It's folks. Who wants TFT? Excellent. So we're going with speech recognition, yeah? Speech recognition, limited buttons, organic design. And what else is he thinking of that I haven't written down in there for falling in my head? Programmability.
Glowing dark?
It's not too expensive.
Okay, and also integrating the, remember to integrate the logo and the slogan. Okay, so, can you put all these reports in the project documents folder written already in there as well? So it just helps me summarize that.
Sure.
And I'll put any, I'm putting anything I'm doing in there anyway, so.
In where is it, sorry?
Project documents on.
Should be when you save
AMI scenario controller
on your desk. So go save as.
And is it in share document?
And then that little folder up thing.
Project documents, yeah, it's on your desktop as well.
Desktop. Project
document.
Okay.
And I'm getting strings of information. I'll try and forward any specific to anybody in particular as soon as I get them there, rather than I was about to sort of tell you about the changes before the meeting and then the meeting took off. So.
Did you get my email?
I did.
What I thought as well about the material is maybe not this kind of material, maybe more like this kind of rubbery material. It's a bit more bouncy, like you said, they get chucked around a lot. It's a bit more durable, and that can also be ergonomic, and it kind of feels a bit different from all other road controls. The rubber.
More sort of flesh-like than plastic, sort of.
But we have to take care, like, but we have to take care about children also. If they miss, if children catch hold of you, or if they chew it, it shouldn't be too harmful. So whatever material we use.
Oh no, ethics.
From safety point of view, also we have to take care.
I think with the more organic shape of it, it won't be as many sharp corners and that. So that's something good. I don't know.
It's gonna go smell sweet for children.
We have completely out of the box and make the thing a big red ball, foam ball. There's no buttons at all. It's always on, and just yell at it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's gonna have it's gonna be out of a big yellow.
Oh, yellow.
Ball.
Yeah. With the color, does it have to be all yellow?
Please God no. Well, I mean. My reaction to an all yellow remote control wouldn't be anything other than horror, so
yeah.
I think just having a
small
surrounding
logo.
Logo.
Did they like a small yellow strip or is it yellow scale? Is there a logo in it?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I'll see if I can argue with the boss about putting the what is it? We put fashion into put fashion in electronics.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
I bet that'll catch on well. Okay, any last what is please?
12:30.
Okay. So I know what you're thinking. Okay, then, much time. To it than the last one. It's quite fun,
wow.
Has
anybody pressed OK with
vibrate? Yeah. Oh, you're in the first
page. Yeah.
I was just trying to
have
you
back.
Yeah, I think he's in that page.
It's all right.
I'm finished meeting now. Oh.